Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And I want to see if you can guess what our topic is for this week.
Bar mitzvah.
No.
Hooters.
No.
The restaurant.
How about, I didn't show up last week and I'm going to explain to the nice folks why I wasn't here.
I was traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I was down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Yeah.
On an emergency.
And at a quarter to seven, we forgot that we were in Florida.
Yeah, you know, when you've been traveling all day and all night.
We talked about you, though. Dave stood in for you.
Good for Dave.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
He can't stand in for me. I'm too small. I'm too big for him.
Well, him and a couple friends stood in for you.
Excellent.
All of his personalities stood in for you.
Woo-hoo!
Anyway, we'll see if you can guess the topic of this month. This month, this week. This is a week, right?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No.
Oh, man.
Okay. National holidays.
National holidays.
From holidayinsights.com for the week of July 31st through August 6th. This is Family Fun Month.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. And from Discover Ohio, we have some suggested ways to celebrate. One suggested way. Beaker's General Store in Pemberton is one of Ohio's oldest general stores. The double doors have greeted guests the past 130 years. The people inside don't talk to you, but the double doors do, apparently. With the look and feel of simpler times, this Victorian-era building is a historical landmark known for its nostalgic candy counter, tin ceiling, wooden floors, vintage keepsakes, and friendly service. But do you have any idea where Pemberton is?
Nay a clue.
Okay, and we didn't look it up before we came today.
Somewhere in Ohio.
Somewhere in Ohio.
Excellent.
Right. What day is the 6th?
Well, I was looking for the sand because I don't see any, but today is, on the 6th, Wiggle Your Toes Day. Wiggle Your Toes Day encourages you to give your little piggy toes some exercise. Those 10 little extremities at the ends of the feet are crying out for a little freedom. Cramped up inside a pair of shoes or sneakers all day long, your stinky toes just don't get the chance to move about freely as they would like to do. Celebrate Wiggle Your Toes Day by airing out your toes and wiggling them all around for all to see. The best place to wiggle your toes on a hot August day is in the pool.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I have a suggestion.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, from discoverohio.com again.
Okay.
For wiggling your toes.
Ooh.
Located just 1 mile south of Bowling Green in northwest Ohio, the Portage Quarry Recreation Club is a complete recreation facility that caters to the scuba and skin diver enthusiast. The scuba diver will experience some of the best recreational diving in Ohio with clear water visibility, wreck diving, and plenty of fish.
Nelson Ledges State Park. The quarry.
Well, no, this is a quarry where you can scuba dive.
Nelson Ledges State Park.
You can scuba dive at Nelson Ledges?
Yes, you can.
Are there plenty of fish there?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I'm not doing well on that dating site. Maybe if I went to Nelson's Ledges, I would do better.
You might there, Rabbit. You might.
Yes. Anyway.
Birthdays this month from famousbirthdays.com. August 5th, Neil Armstrong, born in 1930 in St. Mary's, Ohio, astronaut. First person to walk on the moon got pilot's license on 16th birthday. August 3rd. Oh, man. Do we have to mention this?
Yes, I like him.
Martin Sheen. Oh, Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
The good one.
Yeah.
Martin Sheen, born in 1940 in Daytona, Ohio. Actor in Apocalypse Now, 1979, Wall Street, 1987, Dead Zone, 1983. And his two sons are also successful actors.
One is. The other is just insane. Where is he born?
Dayton.
Okay, not Daytona.
I'm sorry. my mind's just racing today. Sorry.
This day in history, on August 1st, 1953, after discovery of an oversight in its admission process in 1803, Ohio is retroactively declared the 17th state. 17th.
Cool.
So the theme for today would be... Guess, guess, guess. Do, 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 do,
sounds
do,
like
do,
do, do. Ohio.
Not just Ohio, odd Ohio.
O-H?
I-O.
Cool.
Yeah. The curious word, what?
Quick side story.
Oh, no.
We were up at camp this past week, and they were showing a, we were at the campfire, and they held up a Michigan board, knee board, and somebody in our crowd started booing because we were from Ohio, And then all of a sudden somebody else yelled OH, and half of our group stands up yelling IO. This went on for several seconds, and it was amazing because we were in Canada and half the Canadians were looking at us like, what are you people doing?
OH, IO, A.
A.
Our curious word, our saying, is devil strip. This is from UrbanDictionary.com. The grassy area between the street and the sidewalk. We know what devil strip is, right? You and I aren't even blinking that this is curious because
no.
We have devil strips. This term is unique to Akron, not just Ohio, but Akron area.
Why?
The city can plant trees or come and dig up the devil strip without the permission of the resident that pays tax on the land. The devil in this case is a vague reference to the tax collector or government in general.
Ba 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 ba.
Or the other definition is...
According to the Dictionary of American Regional English, DARE, devil occurs in many such folk terms applied to plants, animals, places, and things, usually those considered dangerous or unattractive. In the sense of devil, when found in place names, is often barren, unproductive, and unused. DARE notes a similar term, Devil's Lane, first appearing around 1872, meaning the unusable strip of land between two parallel fences, often the result of neighbors being unable to agree on a common fence. And another term, devil's footstep, dates back to around 1860. It means a spot of barren ground. A spot of barren ground.
Oh, yes, spot.
So it's not surprising that the strip of land next to the street, unusable by anyone, could be christened the devil strip. In fact, for Ohio, it's downright logical.
But other places it downright isn't. What people call that strip between the street and the sidewalk turns out to depend on where they live. Terms heard around the U.S. include tree bank, berm, right-of-way, green strip, shoulder, tree lawn, curb lawn, and the logical, if unglamorous, dog walking area.
That's a devil strip. Singer Calfrey Jones' first CD was titled No Parking on the Devil Strip.
And if we'd told Dave that earlier, he probably would have played that song for us.
No.
Guess what? I have a list from top5.com.
And how many do we have this day?
Six.
Yeah, right.
We have the top six new state mottos for Ohio. This was actually taken from a top five list of new mottos for all states. There was like 20 of them. So I just pulled out the Ohio ones.
Love it.
Ohio, the first one. We're full of inbreds, too. We just have a better PR firm.
Ohio, it's more than just hello in Japanese.
Ohio, in God we trust. Come on, we dare you to strike this one down.
Ohio, with God, all things are possible. And a little hush money to the Supreme Court doesn't hurt either.
Ohio, with an omnipotent, universal supreme being of undetermined gender, which may or may not exist, all things are technically possible.
That was a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And the number one new state motto for Ohio is...
With God, all things except keeping our state motto are possible. There was that little brouhaha over the state motto.
Yuck.
Yeah. What's the motto with you?
Oh.
There are some other mottos for other states, too, according to Top 5. The motto for Illinois, stop pronouncing the S or we're going to kick your butt.
And having lived in Illinois, yeah. I totally enjoy pronouncing the S.
Uh-huh.
Pennsylvania, under construction.
New York, come for the skyline, stay because you were mugged and don't have money for the taxi to the airport.
Hawaii. Why does anyone think putting ham and pineapple on something make it Hawaiian?
And North Dakota, last one to leave, turn out the light.
Are you supposed to sing the song now, Turn Out the Lights?
No.
Oh.
I don't know that song. I'm younger than you. No, I'm not. Okay, never mind.
Willie Nelson, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
You go right ahead.
No.
Okay. We'll talk about dumb criminals instead.
All of me. Why not take... Oh, wrong song. Never mind. Dumb criminals.
Yeah. From AP.com. It's pink, so it's mine. You see that? You were going to read my line, weren't you?
No, I was just ad-libbing to keep us moving forward.
Oh, okay. Anyway, our first dumb criminal... story is from Painesville. A Northeast Ohio couple found themselves up to their ankles in trouble for rafting on a flood-swollen river without life preservers and lying about it afterwards. A judge sentenced them to stand... That's not the funny part. This is the good part.
Oh, good. I was missing it.
A judge sentenced them to stand in a tiny swimming pool while wearing life jackets, handing out water safety brochures at a festival in Painesville. which is 30 miles northeast of Cleveland. 20-year-old Grace Nash and 22-year-old Bruce Crawford pleaded guilty to misdemeanor misconduct during an emergency. Searchers spent hours looking for them after they were spotted on the Grand River. They made it to land but lied to an official about being in the water. They chose the pool punishment and community service over 60 days in jail. Nash tells the News Herald in Willoughby that they've learned their lesson.
So they had a splashing good time.
Yes, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Elyria, Ohio. Police in northern Ohio say a man who was asked during a traffic stop whether he had been drinking took a swig from an open can of beer and told the officer, yes. According to Cleveland's WJW-TV, the Elyria police officer says 25-year-old Stephen Supers was pulled over because the officer had observed him speeding. The report says that after Supers took a drink in front of the officer, he failed a series of field sobriety tests. Supers was scheduled to appear in court on charges including driving under the influence, driving under suspension, and possession of marijuana.
You can't be arrested for being dumb, can you?
Every day it happens.
Okay. Ooh, and along with dumb criminals, we have some dumb laws. Or odd laws in Ohio.
Odd laws.
But they are from, the odd laws in Ohio are from dumblaws.com.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Did you know in Canton, it is a misdemeanor to play any game in a public park without the superintendent's permission? Superintendent of what? I don't know.
To play games.
Mm-hmm.
Normal public, never mind. North Canton, it is against the law to roller skate without notifying the police.
Especially if it's me on roller skates.
That would be a crime.
She's out there again.
That would be a crime.
In Cleveland, it's illegal to catch mice without a hunting license.
But the rats are okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just the mice.
Lima. Any map that does not have Lima clearly stated on the map cannot be sold.
Okay.
Why would we want to put a bean on the map?
I don't know. Mm. In Lowell, it is unlawful to run a horse over 5 miles per hour.
And I was just thinking six, baby. McDonald, Ohio.
Ohio.
Your duck may not be paraded down Ohio Avenue.
Now, Main Street.
Main Street,
no,
you're fine.
Keep that duck off of Ohio Avenue.
Keep that quacker home.
In Oxford, it is illegal to drive around the town square more than 100 times in a single session. I bet that was written for college students.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Paulding. A police officer may bite a dog to quiet him. Don't go there.
No, I won't. Okay, Toledo, throwing a snake at anyone is illegal.
There goes half the fun in that town.
I know.
Shucks, dog.
And in what?
Oh. Youngstown.
Yes.
Youngstown. You may not run out of gas.
It's easy to arrest you, I guess, if you're out of gas.
Can't run away, but you don't want to run out of gas in Youngstown.
Oh, my family's from Youngstown.
You don't want to run out of gas in Youngstown.
Okay. I found a really fun story.
Cool.
From roadsideamerica.com, if you're ever looking for some odd place to stop when you're traveling around America.
Great site.
They actually call this thing truncations.
Truncation.
Yes, instead of staycations, truncations. This article is entitled, A Peach Falls, A Savior Rises. Call it serendipity, yin-yang, or an accident of timing, but on the same day that work began on the new Touchdown Jesus, the old peach on a pole fell. Touchdown Jesus stood in Monroe, Ohio, the peach on a pole in Byron, Georgia. I actually drove past that, and I have a picture of it in my phone. Both were Titan-sized icons built to grab the attention of interstate travelers. Both were destroyed by violent weather. A bolt of lightning fried Jesus in June 2010. A freak windstorm toppled the peach in April 2011. Both went with a bang. Neither was expected.
Now, there doesn't seem to be a link between the two, although you never really know. A giant apple on a pole would have been a more biblical fruit to fall than a peach. But maybe Touchdown Jesus was, in fact, peach-picking Jesus, frozen in the act of plucking a delicious flavor crust or rusted red peach. And yes, we noticed. The new giant Jesus holds in his arm in a different position, more like he's telling a whopper of a fish story. You should have seen the lightning bolt that hit the last guy.
Have you seen Touchdown Jesus?
I have not.
I've seen the peach. I have seen the peach, and it was good. Yeah.
Let's roll on.
Okay. The duct tape capital of the world is in Avon, Ohio.
Duct tape.
Duct tape. Duct tape.
Can you walk the duck down the park?
Not if it's taped.
All right.
Okay. Duct tape. And I went to this summer. Since 2004, a group of volunteers in town have organized and run the Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival every Father's Day weekend. The event rallies around the semi-miraculous adhesive product. It's only semi-miraculous. Maybe they need a touchdown Jesus in Avon. That would be miraculous. And includes a duct tape fashion show, large duct tape sculptures, and crowning of a duct taped dad of the year.
You know what they say.
They gave me a roll of duct tape when I got there for free. Mm-hmm. Don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Avon the duct tape capital of the world?
Duct tape happens to be manufactured in Avon by Henkel Consumer Adhesives under their Duck registered brand.
Duck.
D-U-C-K. Duck.
Yeah.
Quack.
Quack.
And it's a registered trademark. According to the company's official timeline, duct tape was invented during World War II. GIs used it to repair Jeeps. It's in a makeshift battlefield bandage. The Manco company...
Carry that bandage off would hurt.
It's just a pull.
Go ahead.
Take it. The Manco company renamed the product duct tape in 1985 and moved their corporate headquarters to Avon in 1996. In 1998, Manco was permanently adhered to the Henkel Group. The company is a major source of Avon's festival. No surprise.
It was fun, too.
Yeah, I see this every year. They need girls and guys who make their
proms.
Yes. Dress and suits.
$5,000 scholarship.
Hey, if it works.
I wanted to wrap my son's girlfriend in duct tape. But
that was for the different reason, I'm sure. I am sure.
Anyway, our next interesting place from Roadside America, Noah's Ark and Things Swallowed in Lima, Ohio. Go ahead, make the bean joke.
No.
Okay.
No.
The Allen County Museum is one of those community attics that shelters all kinds of local odd artifacts in its galleries. Where else can you see a room-sized model of Mount Vernon, George Washington's plantation home built by a couple from Warren, Ohio, and then slide over to a display of buttons, pins, and dentures swallowed by people and retrieved by local general practitioner Dr. Yingling.
I'll have a beer with that. Sorry. We walk past the Conestoga wagon and the Model T roaster to a much smaller room on the main floor. And here are the fanciful dead dioramas of James E. Grosjean, which were formerly coin-operated. Grosjean was a Lima undertaker who switched careers in 1902 and opened a shoe store. Along with the shoes, Grosjean's store had four large, dark...
Wait. Did he open a shoe store because he collected shoes when he was an undertaker? That sounded a lot more funny in my head. Go on.
Hold on. I gotta laugh. Ah! Anyways, along with the shoes, Grosjean's store had four large dark wood cabinets with glass fronts. Now, in this museum, each populated with stuffed dead animals. One is filled with posed albinos, some slowly spinning, and another bird's ride on a big Ferris wheel. One is Noah's Ark. If a kid bought a pair of shoes, he got to see Noah's Ark.
Mommy, don't make me buy those shoes. Make me look at the dead animals again.
I'll buy the red balls.
Yes.
Our guide turns it on for us. Gears creak, invisible motors whirl, feeble light bulbs glow. Behind the glass, a mechanical dove appears on a wire, painfully, slowly, out of the ark and then back again, turning to reveal an olive branch in his mouth. Then the ark opens, and out comes a procession of 100-year-old dead stuffed animals, two by two, glued onto an endless rubber belt. The contraption appears to have been modified in recent years. It now has a recorded narration and background music. Cute toy stuffed animals have replaced some of the missing real stuffed animals.
We need a road trip. I think we need to, for road research, trip. We need to do this. I have a rumination.
Wait a minute.
What?
I have to say, I bet you that they don't have a unicorn. Anyways.
Dead airspace.
Cats and rats and elephants, glory to be, but I don't see no unicorn. Anyways.
I have a rumination.
Rumination.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Ohio State University vacating their wins from the 2010 football season? Kind of like punishing your kids by telling them to forget about their trip to Disneyland last year?
Exactly.
Right. And from Steve Biddle, note to self, next time do not open a bag of packing peanuts in front of the air conditioner.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That could be fun.
Has nothing to do with Ohio, but I thought it was interesting.
Cute.
We have the lie of the day. from HaLife.com, Dave's Web of Lies, and as we've tried to inform our readers, this is a website where Dave's Web of Lies employs a trained team of specialist researchers to trawl the world's information, seeking out falsehoods. The fruits of their labors are presented to you here. We constantly update the site with the latest lies for you to consume, safe in the knowledge that what you read is not true.
Ask for a clarification on that.
Okay.
Not Dave, this Dave.
Oh, okay. Well, tell them what the disclaimer is there.
Disclaimer. Whilst we exhaustively examine each of our lies for any specks of truth and reject any found to contain even a glimmer of reality, we cannot guarantee that our lies are not, in fact, true.
Does that clear it up for you, Dave?
It's clear as mud.
Okay. They're Excellent. Lies. Okay. Just here's the short, condensed version. They're lies. Here's the first one. It is widely held that there are seven types of big cats in the United States. Cougars, lynx, bobcats, ocelots, jaguarundis, panthers, and Kyle Smith of Columbus, Ohio. This belief, however, is being challenged by a report from the American Insurance Institute for Traffic Safety, which claims that, while cause of many deaths, Kyle Smith is actually a rabbit.
This is a lie.
World War I actually started in Cleveland, Ohio.
This is a lie. James Joyce wrote Ulysses in Trieste, Paris, and Zurich at virtually the same time as Mr. Kazimir Sobieski of Cleveland, Ohio, wrote the same novel independently. Joyce gets the credit because he got his applications to the Copyright Office first.
Caution, this is a lie.
In Ohio, it is a felony for a sculptor to play any stringed instrument.
Caution, this is a lie.
The idea of ham radio came to a farmer in Ohio when a meat thermometer stuck in a ham picked up radio signals from Wisconsin.
This is a lie. Can you believe that? You know, I pick this stuff up and actually type it out, but it still makes me laugh. I found another great website. AhaJokes.com.
Aha.
Yeah, and there's just a little couple little things here.
Let's run.
A short story. In Ohio, an unidentified man in his late 20s walked into a police station with a 9-inch wire protruding from his forehead and calmly asked officers to give him an x-ray to help him find his brain, which he claimed had been stolen. Police were shocked to learn that the man had drilled a 6-inch deep hole in his skull with a Black & Decker power drill and had stuck the wire in to try to find the missing brain.
Speaking of going fishing.
Oh, I gave you a joke to read.
I can't.
You can't read this joke?
No.
Why not?
Because it should be Michigan. Should be Wolverine.
Okay.
But I'll ad lib.
Yeah.
A guy walks in the bar, leans over to the guy next to him and says, "Want to hear a Wolverine joke?" The guy replies, "Well, before you tell that joke, you should know something. I am a 6-foot-tall, 200 pounds, and I am a Michigan graduate." The guy sitting next to me is 6-foot-2, 225, and he is a Michigan graduate. The guy next to him is 6-foot-5, 250 pounds, and he is also a Michigan graduate. "Now, you still want to tell me that joke?" The first guy says, "Nah, not if I got to explain it to it 3 times.
cute.
Sorry, couldn't read it as written.
I found another website besides Road Trip America, Roadside America.
Okay.
There is a wonderful website called OhioTraveler.com, and it gives us a little list of what they call oddities.
Other Ohio oddities?
Yes. Okay. The first one is called the House of Trash. You may
not.
No, 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 okay. No. Yours is the House of Pain. But anyway.
Ta-da!
You may disagree, but there's one house in Ohio that was made out of trash, located in Philo, Ohio, at Blue Rock Station. There's a cozy home made of tires, cans, bottles, and loads of other recycled materials. There's even a tour.
Can't get lost in that mess.
Mm.
There's the Chamber Pot Gallery. A loo with a view is what many are calling a public restaurant in Yellow Springs. No pun intended. Officially known as the Chamber Pot Gallery, one can meet nature's call and visit an art museum simultaneously, as framed artwork has been hung all around. The gallery / restroom is located inside the replica 1880 train station that is also home to the Chamber of Commerce.
That reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where George is in the bookstore and he has to use the restroom and he takes the book that he's thinking about buying into the restroom with him.
Okay.
And they catch him doing that, and so they make him buy it, and it's like a $200 coffee table book.
I can't go forward.
Okay. Did you know that Ohio is home to more halls of fame than any other state?
Aye.
The list includes the well-known Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Pro Football, Inventors Hall of Fame. But Ohio's also home to the Barbers, Classic Music, Ohio Women's, and Harness Racing Halls of Fame. That isn't one Hall of Fame. Those are different Halls of Fame.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. And the Trap Shooting Hall of Fame moved out of the state last year.
You forgot the First Ladies. First Presidential Ladies.
Oh, there is. First Lady President. First Ladies.
First Ladies Hall
of Fame.
In Canton, Ohio. Yeah.
Great place.
Shortest Street. Bellefontaine, Ohio is home to the world's shortest street and the world's oldest concrete street.
And it's so short they don't even give it a name here.
Yeah.
Piqua, I think that's how you pronounce that.
Piqua.
Piqua, Ohio, was once known as the underwear capital of America.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask.
It had 16 underwear manufacturing companies and a peculiar heritage celebration known as the Great Outdoor Underwear Festival.
So this is where streaking got its name.
Yes. Yes, the strange event featured bizarre activities like the Undie 500 and drop seat trot. Unfortunately, these times have passed, but Piqua isn't bashful when sharing its heritage to visitors. Oh, Joe, I know you just want to add to this so much.
I love the puns there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is this Bicris, Ohio?
Bucyrus.
Bicris. Bucyrus. Okay, Bucyrus. Is home to more than bratwurst. It has the last copper shop in America that still makes its original products by hand. The D. Picking and Company tours can be arranged to see the craftwork at work creating kettles, ladles, skillets, and more throughout 5 staging rooms in the 130-plus-year-old building, dripping with character.
I thought that was odd that they used the word dripping.
Yeah.
Yes. Ew. A lot of places right now are dripping with character in Ohio. Has it stopped raining yet?
I love it.
I hope so. I love this one. A life-size sculpture of train tracks plunging into the ground in Oberlin, Ohio, that's where Hiram College is, may give visitors a new sense of the Underground Railroad. But even more bizarre is that the sculptor had a different representation in mind before his work became a work of art representing the Underground Railroad monument gracing the lawn of Talcott Hall in Oberlin College. Yes.
Oh.
You know how you know you're from Ohio?
No. How do I know I'm from Ohio?
Well, from Dendurant.com, we have a whole list here.
You guys are going to love these.
Yes. You know you're from Ohio when your idea of a traffic jam is 10 cars waiting to pass a tractor on the highway.
Vacation means driving through Hocking Hills or going to Kings Island.
You've seen all the biggest bands 10 years after they were popular.
You do measure distance in minutes.
And down south, to you, means Kentucky.
You know several people who have hit it here.
Sometimes walking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your school classes were canceled because of cold.
Or your school classes were canceled because of heat.
You've ridden the school bus for an hour each way.
You had to switch from heat to air conditioner in the same day.
You know what's knee-high by the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know what that is? Dave, what's knee-high by the 4th of July?
Corn.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
And Zillet's, I heard, is ready.
Stores don't have bags, they have sacks.
Yeah. Fifth Avenue?
Sacks.
Fifth Avenue.
No, this is Ohio.
Oh, okay. All the festivals around the state are named after a fruit, vegetable, or grain, except for duct tape.
You install security lights in your house and garage and leave both unlocked.
Uppers. Somebody, I did that and someone stole my radar detector in my car back when radar detectors were around.
There you go.
They did, and they stole my CD collection.
You didn't put a security light on it.
I didn't, but I had a gospel CD collection, and 2 days later, they were all back again. So we figured it was an atheist with a lead foot that stole the radar detector.
Oh, symbol crash.
Bad. Anyway, you know you're from Ohio when you think of the major 4 food groups as beef, pork, beer, and Jell-O salad with marshmallows.
Okay, here we go. You carry jumper cables in your car.
Other people don't do that?
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay. You know what cow tipping and possum kicking is.
Love it. Your only 3 spices are salt, pepper, and ketchup.
Yes. You design your kid's Halloween costume to fit over a snowsuit.
Driving is better in winter because the potholes are filled with snow.
The local paper covers national and international headlines on one page, but requires 6 pages for sports.
You know all 4 seasons. Almost winter, winter, still winter, and construction.
You know what a real Buckeye is, and you have a recipe for candy ones.
Love making them.
Yep.
You can spell the words Cuyahoga and Tuscaroras.
But you can't always pronounce them.
It's
Kaga.
It's Kaya.
I grew up in Kaga Falls.
Like I said, Cuyahoga.
Kaga. You actually get these jokes and forward them to all your Ohio friends.
Ba-da-ba-da-da.
Okay, I had to find an Irish blessing.
Okay.
The best I could do was, there is an event in Dayton, Ohio called the Blessing of the Bikes.
Oh.
And so I thought the blessing would be interesting to read.
Great, let's do it.
Okay, 60 miles an hour with the wind in my face, hands up on the grips, my feet on the pegs, going down the road for a ride somewhere. Before I get too far, I say a biker's prayer. No matter what style, no matter what race, your soul has no color, your soul has no face. We started out afraid to lean right or left, and now we use speeds that could bring us death.
May me tires not fail me, nor me engine grow old. May me bike draw life from the steams I pass, streams. Keep my seat soft and my mind sharp, and may I never run out of gas.
You know what I found? I found a scooter.
You found a scooter?
It's purple.
You were in Canada?
And it has cat eyes on it.
In Canada last week? We were not scouters, we were scooters.
Scooters,
hey,
yes.
Scooters, come here.
Scooters.
Scooters, sit down on the boat. No, no.
Okay. Oh, there's that music again.
We're almost done.
We're almost done.
Hey, I found out how to, they learned how to spell Canada.
How?
The guy was saying, they were trying to think about how to spell it. He said, C-A-N-A-D-A, Canada.
Yeah, that's about all we have time for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are
Kat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week.